Steve White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Yeah, hello. 6 minutes past nine, live and direct. Pumping out your speakers in your car or wherever you are. You might be on the road. Don't run over a toad. Oh, it's just turned into a terrible bit of beat poetry. But who am I? What am I doing here? Should I do all that? Everyone knows me now, don't they? You can talk, actually, because nodding really doesn't work on the radio, Pay. Or are you not talking because you've got a mouthful of nuts?
I do have a mouthful of nuts. It's my snack. Love to snack on some of my nuts.
Too easy. 416-872-1010. I should probably tell you what the topic is, first of all. Pay, I'm worried. I'm worried about Toronto.
Yes, I know.
I'm worried about our baby. We're both immigrants.
One?
Like 49.9% of this city, we are immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
We came here for a new life.
We did.
We came here because it's a great city.
We suffered and struggled, didn't we?
We did, yeah. Mm. I crossed that ocean with nothing but a float to assist me.
I swam here.
From Halifax? What, down the St. Lawrence?
Yeah.
You really could have got Via Rail. They got some fantastic offers. A little plug for a corporate sponsor there. So, yeah, I'm worried about this city.
I'll tell you why.
Friday night, I went out. I had a couple of beers. I was in the pub.
Okay, can I just say something?
Sure.
I feel like every...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going
every
to say.
Story
every
starts
week
with that.
Starts with you telling me that you are at a pub having a couple of beers.
Mm.
So I'm a little worried, not about the city, but about you.
I see. You've turned this around beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's lie and say this. On Friday, I was sitting in my vicar's backyard drinking tea and eating cucumber sandwiches, as I do every Friday, and reading the Bible.
Yep.
And
please tell me your favorite passage.
I'm a big fan of page 7 of the Bible.
Yeah.
It changes on different versions, but it's a really good read. So just look that up.
Okay.
Page 7 of the New Testament. The old one, a little bit fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, just a bit.
You know?
Predictable.
Don't do this, don't do that. What can I do? Here's the New Testament. A few things.
Yeah.
I was in a pub having a couple of beers on Friday. Deal with it.
Whoa. Have I heard this story before? Yeah, I think so.
Last time I checked, it's not criminal. Although, knowing this city, it probably will be soon.
I think it might affect your perception of things. But anyway, go on. Why are you worried?
I'm worried about this city because this weekend, across every area that I've been, every part of the city I've been in, I've seen anger. So let me just, please, let me get this out. I was in a pub on Friday and I'm having a couple of beers. I said I was having a couple of beers. And yeah, there was a fight. And it was about the most stupid thing.
What did you say?
I just said your girlfriend's fat. What's wrong with that?
But I'd still sleep with her.
People are so touchy. And then I groped her. Whatever. Get over yourself.
Please. It's Toronto.
Yeah. No, it was thankfully not involving me in any way. But I was actually very nearly involved because a guy came hurled across the table at one point.
What was the fight about?
Spilt beer. You spilt your beer on me. No,
it's
I didn't.
It's like crying over spilt milk.
That's absolutely
this
ridiculous.
This is the new version of it.
I know.
Fighting over spilt beer.
So one guy one said, I actually heard the whole thing. You spilt your beer, man. And you spill it all over me.
Oh, on him.
Yeah.
Well, that's a...
And the
what,
guy
did he
goes,
apologize?
Well, they said, it wasn't me. Sorry about the accents, by the way. I know they're terrible. And sorry, it wasn't me, man. He goes, it was. Well, where the hell did this come from? And pointing to his wet shirt. And he did spill it.
Yeah.
And he was incredibly drunk. The spiller, not the spilly. And yeah, of course, it started getting a little bit loud. And then they had a fight. And it's like, come on.
Fists and stuff?
Proper fight.
What kind of establishments do you go to?
I don't want to say the name of the venue, and the reason I'm not going to is because I don't want to give that venue a bad name, and I don't think that that's something that happens in the venue that much.
Okay, so it was a one-off.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So that's that. Put that one to bed, move on, life's all right. That sort of thing happens. They're idiots. Deal with it.
Yep.
I'll get a cab home. Let's be honest, racist cab driver, which, you know, I'm an immigrant, can't afford to be racist.
Wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the thing. He goes, he shouted out the window because some taxi driver cut him up. And I can't actually repeat exactly what he said on the radio. But he said, it's probably because you're black. And I'm like, hang on a minute. You're brown. And don't get me wrong. I'm not getting involved. I'm British. I'm not bringing anything to this ethnicity riot. And he goes, it's because he's black. And then he turned around to me and goes, black drivers, all the same. I was like, I don't think they are. I don't think.
That's usually said about Asian drivers. So how wonderful that, you know, it's being deflected onto another race.
So that was a racist, unexpected party. There's no question that was racist. And also just like totally unnecessary. So that made me think, all right, calm down. And then across the weekend, I've seen so much road rage and people shouting and beeping. And I went out last night. I was in a pub. I had a couple of beers. and I saw an argument. Luckily, it wasn't a fight, but it was a proper argument. And so here's my question. What's wrong? What's wrong? You're right.
This is the city as I've known it all 19 years that I've been here.
Is it me then? I'm just noticing. Because I'll tell you what, I do need to tell you something about my history. I grew up in London, but I've spent the last 5 years in Ottawa, which is the most annoyingly polite place in the world. I mean, hysterically, irritatingly annoying.
It's because the Prime Minister lives there.
And everyone's incredibly conformist, and they all work for the government, and they're reasonably intelligent, but they don't have any particularly strong opinions, because I think it's battered out of them when they go to their government jobs. Or if they do have strong opinions, they don't express them. So perhaps the problem here is me. Perhaps I've lived in this cocoon, this bubble, and now I'm here and I'm seeing real life. I honestly can't cope with it.
Well, I think the road rage, that you do bring up a good issue, and that is because there are so many more condos downtown and so many more people living downtown than there were even... Like, I moved here in 1994.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of...
From Halifax.
Yeah. A couple of apartment buildings and things like that. But, you know, just in the past decade, there are so many more people living within a few blocks downtown Toronto. But there are no new roads. There aren't more subways. Mm. There's no faster, better way to get around. So we're just jamming more people into the city and we're getting overcrowded. And we're getting cranky because we have to wait for 4 streetcars to go by before we can get on.
Yeah.
And because you are driving in your car and so many people block the intersection that it takes you 20 minutes to move through 2 lights.
I think there's more to it, though.
I would be angry. I'm angry as a cyclist. You're a cyclist. Don't you get mad at people?
I did last week when a woman knocked me off my bicycle on College Street, even though I was in a bike lane. Cheers for that, love. And thanks for continuing to drive on. Appreciate that.
How does she... Did she cut you off? Is that what happened?
Yeah, she just... I presume she didn't see me. Either that or she really hates this show.
Well, that's what I mean, is that you have road rage. I have road rage.
Yeah.
Drivers cut me off all the time.
I just feel like there's more to it. I take on board what you've said, and... unlike normal circumstances, I agree with pretty much everything you've said. I don't think it's just that. I feel like there's something going on. There's negative ions around. It's the middle of summer. Admittedly, it doesn't look like it. Maybe that's another issue. And people are just too angry. What's wrong? So I was wondering if we can help anyone. Well, I was thinking, if you've got a problem, call in and we'll just help. We'll do everything we can to help you with your problem. So let's try and do some good in the world.
The problem is, I don't think we're very credible, you and I.
You have no idea.
Like, somebody's thinking, oh, that Vinny White, he's going to help me.
Yeah. If you've got a problem, I don't know, maybe you've had a relationship breakup. Maybe you've got an issue with something.
Can someone call you and say, I have a problem and I can't make my next car payment? Are you going to help them? How are you going to help them?
See, can we wait till the calls come in?
Hopefully that isn't one. I'm on a date right now at an expensive restaurant and I forgot my credit card. Vinny White, can you help me?
Yes, I can. I'd phone the restaurant and I'd explain very nicely that he's going to come back and he's a credible person. And we'd have a bit of banter and put them
live
on air.
And then what you'll say is, I guarantee he'll come back, because if he doesn't, here is my credit card number.
If it's one of our listeners, I have that much trust that I would do that.
So if someone wants to go and have a really nice dinner right now, they can. And then just call 416-872-1010 and tell Vinny White that you forgot your wallet at home and he's going to save the day.
This isn't really where I was going with this, Pay. Can I explain it in my way? And then you can...
I liked my interpretation of it a lot.
Yeah, you could bulldoze through my show as always, doing it the way you want to do it. So here's what I'm asking you to do. Phone in or don't listen to Pay, ever. Listen to a show, it's really good, and listen to a podcast.
I love when you invite me to be on here, and then you boot me off.
Berate you, yeah. Phone in if you've got a problem, all right? Okay. If you've got a problem with something that you think I might be able to help with, or
like
even
advice,
if you don't.
If somebody wants advice.
That's what I'm doing, Pate. That's what I want. I want to help people out, and I can go over and above, because if someone has, I don't know, a terrible car issue, then this is the beauty of radio. I'll say, look, can anyone help this person get a discount? Can we sort him out? Do you know about this? Someone else will phone in. We can exchange their phone numbers. And it doesn't have to be me directly that sets things up. I can just help people through the power of radio. I want to do some good. I'm fed up with people shouting at each other. I'm fed up with people being angry. So if you've got a problem and you're one of these people that I've seen fighting and shouting and beeping your horns and getting stressed, phone me up and I want to help you out. I'm fed up with it. I want to do some good
in
the world.
You sound like the mayor. And the mayor gives out his home phone number.
Shut up. Does he?
Yes, he does. Doesn't
I didn't
he?
Know that.
Oh, yeah, he does. He gives out his home number.
Elliot, does he give out his home number?
Does Rob Ford give out?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does.
So that if anyone has a problem, they or an issue, or they see something like people putting out their garbage too early, or there are construction pylons that haven't been cleared. I'm not even making up these examples. These are real examples.
Yeah.
People can call the mayor and tell him about it.
Right. If you, not regarding any of those city problems, have a problem.
Let's give out the mayor's number.
No one else can solve it. Who are you going to call? Vinny White and Pei Chen?
No, just Vinny White.
All right. Pei is not very happy to be part of this.
Pei Chen was just asked to sit here for a moment and eat nuts. And all of a sudden, has to go in on Vinny's plan.
I just don't think anyone's going to take this seriously now. I'm trying to help.
What? You are. Well, you are. You're going to save.
416-872-1010. Or you can text your problem. What's your problem? What's wrong? To 71010. The question today is, what's wrong? All right? Start with Tom in Toronto. We'll just take a couple of calls. Pei, be helpful.
Am I? Okay.
Okay? Tom might be upset. We want to help him out.
I want to help him.
Community Radio, Vinny White on News Talk 1010. Hello, Tom. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great. Great show, mate. Regarding the road rage, I think in addition to what you folks have mentioned, which I agree with, what I've noticed, and I'm born and bred in Toronto, and I've seen changes, and I think in addition to when people are coming to this country and they're getting a driver license, they need to enlist into another course, and it's a mandatory course, and it's called road etiquettes.
This is a good idea. See?
And it's basically, you know, these people just don't know. They're not taught all these things. They're taught how to drive legally, how to get the license, but they're lacking in road etiquette. For example, do not drive 90 kilometers on the fast lane. And if I happen to high beam you, move on over.
That's a good one.
I want to wave. I expect a wave.
That's a thank you.
And use your indicator. Use your indicator.
Yeah.
This is like a Seinfeld episode. These are things that need to be addressed, and people have road rage because people are.
Tom. Tom. I like you, but you're going on a bit. I'm going to let you go. I'm taking your point on board. He was going on too much.
People should be polite, but also using your indicator, that's driving 101.
Actually, despite Tom having a little bit of a diatribe, I think he's got a point. Because for you people that have got your licenses here in Canada, I can tell you that if you're from a certain recognised country on the list, then you can just swap your license when you get here. So even though even though I learned to drive on the left of the road where the streetcars don't exist and, I don't know, the crosswalks work in a completely different way, so the pedestrians don't have the right of way in London. So even though all of our driving styles are completely different and we like roundabouts because they're more functional than having a million traffic
lights.
They're
very confusing
for
Canadians.
No, they're not. Shouldn't be. Anyway, let's not even get into that. The point is that all I had to do was swap my license. And luckily, I'm a courteous person, as you'll know, from the way I've spoken to Pei throughout this show.
My God! The abuse!
So, I didn't have to take the course that Tom recommended, but I actually think that's a really good idea. When you change your license, they should say, all right, mate, that's free, that's great, well done, we trust that you're a good driver, you're on the list, but things are a bit different here, have a seat, we're going to run you through a few courtesies, a few lessons, and just say, can you wave? We love a wave, let's do that. All right? Tom's a genius.
Okay, good.
He didn't have a problem that we can help with, but...
No, so you got off the hook.
Yeah. It could be the best agony aunt show ever because no one's actually got any problems.
Well, there you go. No one. So there is nothing wrong. Everyone's happy and content.
416-872-1010. What's wrong? Can we help? What's wrong?
Not we, just Vinny.
Oh, Teflon shoulders there. It just slides right off any responsibility, that woman. Right, James in Milton. Hello, James. Thanks for calling on 416-872-1010. How can I help you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. We're all right, but it's great. The others. We're worried about the others.
Do you have a problem?
I don't, but I have a theory on why so many people are just so so angry all the time. I think it's just, I don't disagree with what Tom said. He had some valid points. I do think having a course would be a bit of a waste of tax money. But what I do think is it's a rat race out there. People don't have time anymore. People aren't making the kind of money you used to make in the 80s or the 70s. Mm. And it's just, it's coming down to time. You've got to race home to feed the kids, to make dinner, to do laundry, to help them with their homework. And no one wants to sit in traffic. There's no time anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have time to sit in traffic. I have better things to do.
Yeah.
Well, we all have better things to do, but the point is we have to do it. But I think everyone's so upset about doing it is because they're thinking of the 100 things they've got to do when they get home.
Yeah, no, I would agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I agree, James.
I think we need, you know what I think would help the city?
What's that?
Sleep. I think people don't get enough sleep, and they're cranky, and they're overtired and overworked.
Yep,
I think
absolutely.
If we made everyone get 8 hours of sleep a night, we would be more alert.
And eat well and do some exercise.
Mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah, mandatory eating and sleeping.
Yeah, mandatory. You have to go into everyone's room at night and say, sleep, or I'll shoot you.
or a mandatory mañana halfway through the day.
Mañana, you mean siesta, I presume.
Oh, that's it. Sorry. Yeah,
you just said mandatory tomorrow.
But you know what? I would like a siesta mañana.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, James. I like that. He's a good guy. I like that mandatory mañana. That technically means there must be a tomorrow.
There must.
Well, I insist.
He's an optimist.
Yeah.
Tomorrow never comes.
So this is the most fantastic Agony Aunt show that I've ever done. It's also the only Agony Aunt show that I've ever done.
The only what show?
The only Agony Aunt show. Is that not a term you
Agony
use here?
Aunt?
Oh, you don't use that here?
No, I don't know.
Agony Aunt, as in someone that helps you out. In the UK, we call it Agony Aunts. When people phone in and say they've got problems.
No.
Thank you. You should be here permanently so when I say these things and no one knows what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to find a way to go.
That super glue's working on the chair though, isn't it? Right. The original point was, what's wrong?
Apparently nothing. No one's called in with a problem, so nothing is wrong.
Have you had a breakup? Is there any problems there? Are you missing some payments? We'll try and sort something out. We'll phone your bank. I mean it. I'll help. Stop looking at me like that. And not everyone's going to ask for money, pay. They're not all greedy. If you've got some addiction that I can help you with.
Do you need help escaping the country?
That. Are you a convicted felon on the run? I'll put you up. I live in a mansion.
You live in a mansion?
Yeah, that's another story. I'm house sitting at the moment. Hate it. Every day I have to put my suitcase in the cupboard and my bed in the cupboard.
Is it for sale?
Yeah.
Ah, that's the worst.
It's rubbish. Overrated mansions. I know that's a first world problem, and I appreciate I sound like an absolute arse. Right, Mohammed, hang on the line. Anyone else got a problem? 416-872-1010. I've got to go to a break. When I come back, Pay and I, or apparently just me, are going to help you.
How long am I here? Am I going to stick around for one problem?
Yeah.
Does Mohammed have a real problem?
You stay until someone phones with
a
problem.
There's air conditioning blowing on my arms right now, and it's cold.
You're such a whiny woman. Go on, tweet. Get back on your Twitter feed. Start tweeting about it. Socialite. Right, let's go to break. I'll be back in a minute.
This is the Vinnie White Show on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
This is the Vinnie White Show at 9:27. I've hijacked Pay from her show, and I'm just asking her to hang around because she was so keen to help you out with your problems, Toronto.
Vinny said, do you want to sit for a bit on my show? And then proceeded to make fun of me the entire 27 minutes I've been here.
Do you want half a gum to make up for it?
No, I have a whole gum in my purse.
What's wrong? That's the question today. You seem upset, Toronto. I'm worried about you. I want to help you. I want to do my bit. If you've got a genuine problem, I promise you, frivolity aside, I'll do my best to help. She doesn't believe in me. I believe in me. And I want you to believe in me. If you've got a problem, 416-872-1010. Right? We're going to take some very quick calls. Mohammed, go ahead. Have you got a problem? And if you have, can I help you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, mate.
Well, while I was waiting, I will get this what's wrong question first before I get to my original point, if you don't mind.
Go on, then.
Pei, how come an adorable girl like you still single? What's wrong?
Oh my God!
So there's the first problem.
What is wrong?
The first problem is Mohammed can't understand why Pai is single, and that's a problem.
Mohammed,
I listen to every show of yours.
Mohammed, how come you never call me? You only call me on Vinny's show.
Pardon me?
How come you never call my show? You just call me while I'm on Vinny's show.
can hold. No, it happens to be that I work during both of your shows.
Yep.
I called not last week, the week before.
Okay.
And you just kept me holding, then you dropped me.
Well, that is kind of my pattern with men.
Yeah, well, you never
I'm sorry about that, Muhammad. I did not know.
Yeah.
You're right. What is wrong? Now I believe in this. Now, okay, Vinny White, fix this problem.
What's wrong?
No, I'm kidding. What is? You know what, Muhammad?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Well, I can give my phone number to the producer if you want.
So you go there. Muhammad's problem is that he's single and he's come up with a solution for him and for you. Well done, Muhammad. We'll keep you on the line. You're going for a date with Pei Chen. Congratulations.
Paid for by Vinny White's credit card.
I'll pay you right now with cash. There you go. Well, that's a bit of a big one.
Oh, no. I want five of those
20,
big ones.
20.
No, that's not going to do it.
Burger King, shut up. It's...
Nope, that is not good enough for Muhammad.
Right. I'll tell you what, this is the worst agony aunt, not that you say that, show ever, because no one's got any genuine problems apart from single Muhammad, who is now no longer single because he's going to marry you. First problem, solved.
No, don't believe that was part of the solution.
Yeah, that's all squared away.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Next caller.
I'll be your best man. Mike, have you got a problem?
Worst
and
man.
If you have, I'll help you. What's up, buddy?
Vinny, I got a question for you.
Go on.
Anytime I go and buy something, whether it's the liquor store or buy gas, they're always asking me for something. They're always asking me if I have a points card or if they can have my postal code or whether I'm willing to donate $2 to Tanzania Kids.
Yeah.
Or what's a good way to say no? What's a nice witty way I can say no?
Mike, I love what you did. I'm going to hang up. Keep listening to the show because the answer is right here. Stand by. Okay. The answer for Mike is as follows. Charity muggers, the people that wear those, that come up to you in the street.
On the street with the clipboards.
Yeah, we call them charity muggers, or chuggers for short. This is what you do to deal with them. When they say, hi, how are you? By the way, they don't care how you are. I can tell you that now. They are friendly. They've got a massive smile. You think, oh, she's
quite
attractive.
They're doing good. What are you trying to do right now? Do good?
Stop throwing this.
They're doing good.
They get paid to pay. They're also doing it for the money. Don't forget that. This is what you do. You say, thank you for stopping me. I appreciate it. But I've got a gun and I'm going to use it. No, don't do that. Sorry, that was not the advice I meant to give. That's what I say, but you shouldn't say that.
Do not do as Vinny says. That should be the... Is there a disclaimer for this show? Vinny White is about to give advice, but don't take it.
The thoughts and opinions of Vinny White are
Thanks
not that of
News
Talk 1010. Yeah, well, you're taking Muhammad out with that. Right.
Nope.
No, here's what you do genuinely in answer to a very reasonable question. You say, I'm already giving to 10 charities. And then you walk off. And hopefully you are, and you should be. Good. And as for the postal code, never give your postal code out. What the hell's it got to do with them? And don't feel shy about saying no.
I say no. They'll
always
say no. Do you want our email newsletter? And
no.
I say no, thank you.
No. Do you want to give $2 to charity? No, because if I did, I probably would have, I don't know, just given $2 to charity. My own way, my own charity. Thanks, but no. So that's that. First problem solved. Well, two problems now. Muhammad wanted a date. That's all squared away.
No, it's not really solved, actually.
Pretty in the bag,
I think
isn't
the
it?
Problem was about me being single, not really Muhammad wanting
well,
a date.
Well, neither of you are single anymore because you're going to get married and everything's perfect. Right. Roxanne, I'm nervous about taking your call because it says here she wants to raise awareness of carbon monoxide poisoning. She might be a nutter and it might just be a rant. So, Roxanne, I'm going to give you 25 seconds as a platform. What I really want is for you to have a genuine problem, but we'll see. Roxanne, you have 25 seconds. Don't be a nutter.
Hello. Yes. I have been through an issue with chronic fatigue syndrome and anger and anxiousness and discovered a carbon monoxide leak in a hot water tank. And, you know, I just want people to be aware that they can check these things or have their landlord check. It's insidious, and it changes your life. And
stop,
you don't
stop,
even
that's
know-
enough. Brilliant. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Did want a question, but you didn't give
well,
me
Well, everyone
one.
Should have a carbon monoxide detector. That is a very good point.
It's a very
Thank
good
you,
point,
Roxanne,
but also one that has absolutely
lives.
Nothing to do with what we're doing. That's all.
She was helping other people by letting them know they should test for carbon monoxide.
Yeah,
therefore,
but,
she was saving lives.
Well, then you might as well phone in and say, always be aware that there are child soldiers in Africa. So be very careful about where you buy your diamonds because it might end up funding a regime. Great
you
point.
You are very selective about the problems you want to solve.
It's a great point. It's just irrelevant right now. What is this? A public information service? I'm trying to help people and not by giving out advice like that.
I would like to point out to listeners that Vinny White is getting angry about his goal to solve anger in the city of Toronto.
All right.
So please, someone call in with a genuine problem to make Vinny White feel useful,
thereby appeasing
him
and
making him feel happy and useful and appreciated.
That's right. That's all I want.
That's the goal.
I'm trying to help. And by not helping, look how frustrated I am. I've noticed that you've kept that $20, by the way, Pay. And don't
Well, I'm waiting for the rest of my dinner meal.
Don't think that you're not going to go out with Mohammed. Now you've got the money.
$20 is not going to get me anywhere.
Is it prostitution?
No, it's just dinner.
Good. Elizabeth, do you have a problem? And if so, can I help?
Well, let's see. Okay. My first problem is the way people drive in the city when the speed limit is 60 and they're doing 40 when they can do 60. And then my other problem is I'm trying to get some bloke called Vinny White to come visit me at my model home in Toronto.
Hubba hubba ding dong. You don't have to ask me twice, baby cakes. Where'd you live?
I can't tell you where it is. For God's sakes, I'll end up with all sorts of nuts coming. I'll message you on Facebook. Right.
What is this model home all about?
Well, because I sell homes in Toronto.
Oh, and you want Vinny to take a look at your house?
I want Vinny to take a look at my house.
Do you want me to take a look particular at the bedroom, by any chance?
With flowers and a nice bottle of champagne.
I think her silence is very telling indeed.
I think we've solved your problem.
No. I can't do that in working hours.
There can be non-working hours.
Shut up! No. Like it when I pimp you out.
We're going to have a double date in the model house of Mohammed.
Oh, my God.
Can we come over and make dinner?
Do you know, oh, geez. Actually, yeah, you could. All the appliances work.
Ooh. Are they gas? I love nice gas stoves.
Weird question.
Well, that's important to me.
It's electric. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
But you're invited.
Thank you.
Good. Well, that makes it less weird as well and less pressing. All right, Elizabeth. Another problem solved. We'll come around and cook your dinner. There you are, love.
Bye.
You're welcome. Not a problem. See? How many problems have I solved now? Three. Three problems solved.
You might have to look up the definition of problem. And also the definition of solve.
416-872-1010. What's wrong? Do you want a hand? Do you need help? Any problems?
What's wrong? Somebody needs to come and drive me home.
I need to, I'll tell you what my problem is.
What?
Text machine never works. Glad they upgraded this.
No, it doesn't.
Never works. Hang on, let me see if we've got a text. Because I've got to make it work.
You can call in now, 416-872-1010, if you have a real problem. A problem that Vinny can solve easily.
And the text machine, which now works, has come up with a few people have texted in the problems, Pay. So,
oh, I didn't realize.
Here's some of the cleaner ones. I've got a problem. I've just been through a difficult breakup with my wife.
Oh.
And we're having a court battle. It's ugly. How can you help? That's actually a genuine, serious one there.
How are you going to help?
Communication is key. Try to be civil. It's very difficult, I appreciate, but you need to talk, and you need to talk in a civil and well, and I know that's not all about you, and she might not be happy with that, but you need to talk and to open the channels of your communication. First, start with a gift as a peace offering. Borrow a bottle of wine and some flowers. I know it's everything against what you want to do, but in the long term, it's beneficial. Don't mock my advice when I'm giving it.
I think...
Hang on, I haven't finished. Wait, oh. And then you can do your terrible advice, which will shatter his life. what I was going to say was once you've made the peace offering and you've got her on board, communicate and try to keep it out of court as much as possible to reduce the expenses. I appreciate you going through a hard time. My thoughts are with you. Good luck.
I just fell asleep during that. Anyway, I was going to say he probably is stressed and he's tired and he's anxious. And what he really needs is to just go out with some bros, have a couple of brewskis, just like Vinny White seems to do every single night. So you should take him out for some drinks.
I'll take him out for drinks.
That is problem solved.
That is a good point.
Ding, ding, ding. My version was 15 seconds next to Vinny's.
All right. Do you want a pint? I'll buy you a pint. How much is a pint now? $10.25 I paid the other day. I nearly soiled myself.
Are you kidding
me? West Lodge, King Street, full of yuppies.
It's funny how often you're on King Street and complain about where you are.
It's where I work, but you should... when I'm not doing this. I know. I don't know why I work.
But those are the places there.
Yeah.
All right, Pete,
I think we're going to draw this to a conclusion because I've got to come back and I was going to talk about the worst band names in the world. I was also going to talk about political correctness. I've got so much that I wanted to talk about and we've only got 20 minutes.
Well, I feel really good about having solved someone's problem.
Did we do well?
I don't want to use we, but I think I solved the last guy's problem.
Would you like to phone in and tell us how well we did? I think you should. 416-872-1010. Was it the best advice you ever heard? Is everything all right now? Is everything okay? Have we fixed everything? I've got a text. Thanks, Vinny. Everything seems fine now. I might have just made that up. But...
yeah, probably. Probably.
Bye. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
You can keep the $20. Enjoy your date with Mohammed. Let us know how it goes next week. It's going to be
wonderful.
Great.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. It's going to be great because we're going to have the date at your house.
Okay. Yeah, come around.
Mansion.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. And then that woman, I've forgotten the name. But I've got a name somewhere.
Elizabeth? Is that her name?
That was it. Elizabeth. She can come over. Let's just make it a big four-way. Sounds weird.
Sounds
dirty.
Bad.
Didn't
sounds
like...
awful. Sorry. Not a good way to end things.
That is
I gotta
not...
go now. The air conditioning is blowing on my arms. I need to go.
All I'm saying is, can we put our car keys in a bucket? That's all I'm saying.
And learn to drive nicely.
Bye, it's been a pleasure. We're gonna go to break. When we come back, we'll do all of that stuff, or some of it. Worst band names in the world and political correctness. What's going on? Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
But break time.
You're tuned in to the Vinny White Show on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Oh, what a laugh. I really do like having a chat with Paige Chen. She's great. She's got a normal show just before mine. You should catch it as well. It's great. So my name's Vinny. I'm on from 9 through to 10, which means we haven't got that long. So let's move on to our next topic. And I want to talk briefly about, I say briefly, it probably won't be. I want to talk about political correctness. Political correctness, it's gone mad. It's all over the world. And there's been a spate of stories recently that made me bring this up as a topic. And I wanted to just throw a few things out and also a few comments as well. There's been so many stories in the news of just what? I'm annoyed with the lack of discretion in the world. I'm annoyed with the lack of people to have personal accountability. And I'm annoyed by policy. It's policy. Like, it's policy is always a rigid. People that say it's policy annoy me. And this was inspired by a number of stories. I'll start with this one. There's just so many political correctness gone mad stories. A woman's daughter in the States this week was kicked out of a swimming pool because she didn't have a top on. Right? She was 3. A woman's daughter kicked out of a pool for having no top on. Girl was 3. And it was policy. You have to have proper swimming attire. She's 3. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. Then I just finished reading that, and then I read this. You know, remember the Abbey Road poster? You might have tried to recreate it in London, if ever you've been there. Which I think annoys everyone that lives there, but it's, you know, it's worth doing. So the Abbey Road, have you done it?
Oh, what's that, Abbey Road?
Yeah, did you do... Can people hear you on the radio, by the way?
Yeah, they can hear me, yeah.
Okay. Because you were... didn't you go to Abbey Road the other day?
No, you mean when I was in London?
Yeah.
I sadly did not go.
Oh, shame. That's Elliot, our producer, who didn't bring...
Sorry.
Yeah, well, you should be. I never go to London and not do that.
I missed a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. But the Abbey Road, of course, if you're not familiar with this, it's the Beatles' fantastic album. I'm sure you're more than aware of it. I'm sure you have it. And they're walking across the road looking very groovy in their sort of 70s attire. And 60s attire, perhaps. I'm not actually sure. And they've got cigarettes. Well, would you believe it? That poster, if you buy it now, the cigarettes have been photoshopped out. And I think that's ridiculous. And I'll tell you why I think that's ridiculous. Because you're deleting historical fact. Then everyone did smoke. And it was cool. Deal with it. It's not now. We know it's bad for us. We've moved on. And you could say, well, hang on a minute. Yeah, but if, you know, my teenager who's just got into the Beatles, I don't want them being encouraged to smoke. Yeah, but we might as well then delete history and lie about everything. They smoked. They had cigarettes in their hand. It's a modern day piece of artwork. It's phenomenally important, historically speaking, as an album. And it's life. They smoked. Deal with it. What happens if they had, like, I don't know, there's cars in the shot as well. They give off carbon emissions. You want to take the exhaust pipes off? Put a little e-badge on them all? Right? Or just, why don't you Photoshop all the cars out and put a bus in? Because I'm a gas-powered bus with pictures of flowers coming out of the exhaust. It's a lie. Stop lying. Political correctness gone mad. I don't like it. Stop it. This one blew my mind. Cheesemaker warned about hill roll competition. Now, sorry to stick in England on this, because I do appreciate that these last two stories have been from England, but this is a worldwide phenomenon. In England, there's a fantastic thing that's been going on for years. It's called the Gloucester's famous annual cheese rolling event. And it's where, for hundreds of years, the local Gloucester cheesemakers throw a cheese down the hill. And the idea is, you, as an individual, roll down the hill and try to beat the cheese. No one's ever beaten the cheese, because it's a circle. It's not going to happen. But the winner is the first guy or girl to the bottom. And if you're stupid enough to do that, because it's a hell of a hill, then you're going to get hurt, right? So every year, there's a few casualties. I don't believe that anyone's ever died, but there's been a few broken arms and stuff like that. Not only have they cancelled the cheese roll, but, and this one blew my mind, Mrs. Smart, who is 86, who makes the cheese, she makes a 7-pound, that's about 3 kilograms, cheese for the event, was warned by the police that if she made any more cheese, they might end up taking legal action against her because she could be held responsible if anyone was injured during the race. An 86-year-old woman who's been making cheese all her life, visited by a policeman, and they say, stop making cheese. We're going to shut you down. Don't make any more cheese. Shut up. Mrs. Smart made cheese. Go, Mrs. Smart. Loving Mrs. Smart. If she was 60 years younger. So, by the way, just a little bit of help, Mrs. Smart. I can help you with this. Make this cheese square, right? And then the police will say, well, that's fine because it doesn't roll down a hill. You make the cheese square and then you give it to the guy at the top of the mountain. And if he happens to cut the corners off, it's out of your hands. Yep, you're welcome. Not a problem. Vinnie White, just put the check in the mail. Not a problem, Mrs. Smart. I'm there for you. So I wanted to sort of, I don't know if we've got time for calls. I'd like to squeeze them in if you can. 416-872-1010. Law, order, political correctness. What's driving you nuts about this? Because I actually go way over the other way. If you own a pub and you want to have people smoking it, go for it. If you want, to your pub. People want to go there, they go there. If they don't, they don't. I don't smoke, but don't mind. If you smoke, you know what you're doing. Do it in a pub. Just black and white. I wouldn't imagine many pubs would go for it. If you want to have smoking in pubs, sure. You want to have a dog in your pub? Of course you can. And then anyone else that says, oh, I don't like dogs, I'm allergic, well, don't go there then. Do what you want to do. Stop making rules about everything. Bring some sanity back to life. So I stuck it on the on Facebook earlier, and I said, you know, what's driving you mad? Political correctness. What stories really got you irritated in this world? And I got some really good feedback, actually. Wolf says, bring back some sanity to life. Encourage and trust and confidence in society. And let it decide, let society decide, that is, what's best. Without one rule after another rule being showered upon us by lawmakers and politicians. Loosen up political correctness or get rid of it altogether. Allow drinking with discretion in public parks. Arrest people that are troublemakers in public parks. Not people that are having a casual beer, he says. I agree with you. Make room in the courts by stopping unnecessary and ridiculous lawsuits because someone has rights bestowed on them by politicians, he says. The only right a convicted or guilty criminal should have, by the way, is a fair trial. And we're going to get to a story that inspired that comment a little bit later. And that will really annoy you. We've got to go to break. Oh, would you believe it? Well, I'll do another couple of these first. Our teachers lost their functions to properly and democratically raise and teach children, says Ed. That annoys me. It's the righteous correctness and lobby groups after lobby groups, politicians and lawmakers. It's time to stop the interference and consider good methods and education to achieve a greater democratic approach to life. There's too many rules, and it makes Jack a dull boy, he says. Society will always help out when needed. I hope you're right on that. I think you're right on that. I want to believe you're right on that. However, too many rules brings fears of lawsuits, convictions, and sheer apathy, he says. Most individuals in society are too scared now to do what they want to do. You know, I mean, it's perhaps a little hyperbole, perhaps it was a little much, but he's got a point. I'm paranoid sometimes. Paranoid. Tried to have a beer in a park the other day. I appreciate it's legal. I don't care. And I was paranoid. I was like, am I really breaking a law? Really? Never committed a criminal offence in my life. I have absolutely no intention of doing so. Hang on a minute. That might not be true. Let me put that another way. I've never been arrested for committing. Thank you very much. And now this one, actually, this is an interesting comment because it's the other way around, but she justifies the point very well. Oh, I'll go to break and I'll tell you it. Banging on, aren't I? Forgive me, I'm British. It's what we do. We'll be back in a minute.
The Vinny White Show is on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010.
9:54. If you want to call up, we might be able to take a call. I'm not sure. 416-872-1010. If you get irritated by political correctness and the world we're living in giving us more and more laws. A lot of texts in on this. Someone agreed me with regard to the story about the Beatles poster. I got a text in from Damien here. And says, yeah, the fact that they're photoshopping out the cigarettes that the Beatles had on the Abbey Road cover is ridiculous. You're deleting history. Stalin used to do this. They say Stalin used to actually delete pictures or people in pictures that he wanted to get rid of. He went back through history. I know this sounds a little paranoid from Damien, but actually it makes you think. And wasn't it George Orwell in 1984 that came up with this brilliant concept of how to control the masses, slowly delete some of the more negative words from the dictionary so that they couldn't have negative connotations. Truth speak, I think it was called. I appreciate that we sound a little paranoid about this, but do we have to delete the cigarettes, to airbrush out the cigarettes that the Beatles had in a famous piece of artwork that was historically accurate at the time when everyone smoked? No. Is it encouraging smoking? No, because you should trust us to have a brain and make decisions. And for the people that haven't, screw them. 9:55. This one, can believe this. Check this out for political correctness gone mad. Damien Gorman is 38. He's a violent drug dealer and a murderer. He's in line among those for a payout from the United Kingdom taxpayers if he is successful in a claim for personal injury and hurt feelings. Why? Because on the way to court, his police van crashed. And he's suing the police, right? He's suing the police. And he's probably going to win and he'll probably get a payout. A violent drug dealer and murderer. My thoughts? I think they're fairly obvious. Convicted murderers should lose their right to sue anyone, ever. Tough. Tough. That's when political correctness goes mad. When you're taking on the rights of convicted murderers. And I got some feedback on that actually as well. Lara said convicted murderers, rapists, paedophiles and all those alike should all lose their constitutional rights forever. End of story. You could... there's an argument there, isn't there? Are you throwing out the baby with the bathwater? Do we not want people to reintegrate into society? You know? I mean, I'm not going with that, but there is that thought. Not my thought. Unfortunately... they fall under the same human rights, says Amy, as you and I do. This is what I was talking about when I said I'm not going to be a prison guard, she said. Oh yeah, she called in the other day. Said she was going to be a prison guard and then realised that prisoners had too many rights. It irritated her so much she couldn't actually do it. Excuse me. Yeah. Crazy bonkers. A lot of the stuff in the world. One thing I think we can get rid of. Because all these, I was looking online for all these political correctness gone mad stories, and there's one, I think we could get rid of this. Do we need to have the running of the bulls in Pamplona in Spain anymore? Do we need to do that? You know what? I'm all into culture and history, but that's just barbaric, isn't it? If you watch the video online, by the way, it's hilarious, because a British man gets crushed. That'll teach you. That'll learn him. Yeah. I have absolutely no sympathy for him whatsoever. Yeah. John Bennett, 44, from Wolverhampton, said he nearly suffocated beneath a pile of people after falling the moment a lone bull turned on runners and provoked a panic near the end of the morning run through the cobbled old streets of the Spanish city, of course. More than a dozen thrill seekers ended up in a heap on top of him as a half-ton bull threatened to attack and sent running, scrambling for safety in the first of the eight morning runs. I didn't know they did it eight times in the Immortalized Festival. Historically significant. Yeah, but it's cruel. The world's changing. You've got to keep up, right? They used to chuck a... There was a town in Spain where they used to chuck a donkey off a tower as a sacrifice to God. And now they've made it more politically correct. It's called the lowering of the donkey. I swear I'm not making this up. It's honestly true. They now take a donkey up to the top of the tower of the church and they lower it down to safety. Better. Better. So in conclusion, in some cases, political correctness is called for and reasonable. And in my personal opinion, I think we can lose the Pamplona running of the bulls, even though it's historically significant. It's cruel to the bulls. It's bull. So yeah, there you go. That's my show. Sorry I didn't get time to take all your calls. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed our little bit of banter with Pay. I hope I fixed the world's problems. I don't want to see any road rage in Toronto from now on, ever. Pull your socks up. Be happy. Be nice to each other. I'm loving this. I'll be back in for gym tomorrow. Take care of yourself. All the best. Good night.